AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Saturday kicked off wild card weekend for the NFL playoffs, and it was high drama in Jacksonville, where the Jaguars erased a 27-0 deficit to stun the Chargers 31-30. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence says from start to finish, the Jags kept the faith.
I mean, we've been in that situation before, not that many points, but, you know, similar situations. So that's the thing. I mean, just the belief in this team. It's kind of, it's really cool to see what can happen when everybody believes.
But it was a different post-game mood for Coach Brandon Staley and the Chargers.
I'm hurting for everybody in that locker room. It's a special group of guys, and, you know, this is the toughest way that you can lose.
Earlier, for the 49ers, it was more of the same. Overall, they won their 11th straight game, blasting the Seahawks 41-23. San Francisco rookie quarterback Brock Purdy threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another. He said he kept his cool in his playoff debut, and so did his teammates.
It's playoff football. Everyone plays their best football. So I feel like that was just something that we had in the back of our minds, too. But overall, it wasn't, you know, oh, my gosh, we're in the playoffs. You know, we got to get all tense or anything like that. So we just got to play our game and let everything else fall into place.
Pro basketball, 2 of the association's best each scored road victories. Boston over Charlotte, 122-106, and the Grizzlies roared past Indiana, 130-112. In Miami, the Heat defeated the Bucks 111-95, and Bam Adebayo was happy to note that it was his team's 12th win in 17 games.
We're executing, making plays, the guys making shots and getting in the rhythm.
College baskets. A pair of AP top 10 teams bit the dust on Saturday. Number 9, Arizona lost at Oregon 87-68, and Kentucky went into Knoxville and knocked off 5th-ranked Tennessee 63-56. Hockey, in a battle of the NHL's finest, Boston beat Toronto 4-3. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We're a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring 4 of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!